and welcome to the 30th episode of OMG Craft. I am your host, Chad Johnson, and this is the show where we take eggs, we dip them in various types of dye. Sometimes we put wax on them so the dye won't cover up the egg. I'm joking. This is not a show about crafting. It's a show about Minecraft. I'm sorry about that. I'm looking at the chat room because Cheeto has told me how much he hates those jokes at the beginning of these episodes. This episode, I'm very, very excited. We have the 1.5 released. So much stuff has changed in Minecraft since just last week. Oh my gosh, are you ready for it? I hope you are. We've been practicing and testing and building all week to make sure that we can bring all the information to you guys. Then we have, of course, a little bit of news, as we always do. So, to start off this show, let's do it like we always do in the news. So, 1.5 was released. Woohoo! It got shipped to all of the launchers. Make sure that you save your jar if you want to join multiplayer servers or not. And, like, servers will take a long time to get updated. And just keep that jar around if you don't want to be in pain and not able to get onto the servers that you love. If you're the type of person that plays on multiplayer servers, we are going to get into way more detail than you possibly would ever want with 1.5. So stick around until the big tutorial of the show for all of that. Also, this week, holy crap, we already got a snapshot. Yeah, that's right. Don't get your hopes up too much. It's not a snapshot for 1.6. It's actually sort of a bug release snapshot for 1.5.1. There's a few things that are broken in 1.5. Most notably, for me, are pictures or paintings. So you go up to a wall, throw a painting on a wall on a server, and it just freaks out. It's like you're not putting it there. And then when you relog, you get like 30 paintings. Like if you like click like 30 times, you'll get like a whole bunch of paintings, and it's all Z-share. It's going crazy. So they're trying to fix some of the bugs that dropped with 1.5. I'm surprised that kind of missed the whole people in the snapshot didn't notice that. More bug fixes to come that really nobody cares about. Mojang released a video that some other people made. I believe, what was it, Codesplosion? WatchGens get busy when he takes over the lead development Codesplosion team, reactors things, and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, they, on this is a blog post from them. It's, this really cool time lapse of the code that, was released in Minecraft. And so you can see there's Jeb and there's Notch, and they're sort of making, this code, which is Minecraft. Each of these little nodes sort of represents a different, code branch, code thing. Each time that a little light thing comes out of their icon, it's them either updating it, you know, adding something to it. And this is over the first 800 days of Minecraft, so almost 2.5 years of creation, of, you know, over 2.5 years of creation with all of this. It's really cool to see it sort of start off here. I'm going to skip ahead. It's an 8-minute video, so about every day is about a second, I would say. You get these extra arms, you know. I'd like to imagine that these are, you know, maybe the lighting system getting overhauled and the Nether being added. There you can actually see things written into it. So that's Minecraft client. There's server. I can see the word server over here. I can't really see any entity, maybe. So anyway, it's just a really, 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 really cool animation of, the development of Minecraft. And then other people, sort of join the crew. Like I think right now, it's still Jeb. That's just Jeb working on it. But over here near the end, you get, three people working on it. It's just cool to visually see Minecraft morph over time. It also has some music from the game. A thing to note is every once in a while it'll show which release it is down here. So let me see if I can find another. This is it. Has the date up at the top. That was it. So it'll show you the release. Anyway, it's just a nice visualization of the 800 days of Minecraft. Another thing is that TechCrunch reported on a really cool father and son duo that have created an app that uses the Philips Hue API, which was recently released. For those who don't know, the Philips Hue is a light bulb that has RGB LEDs inside of it, so you can change the light bulb to be whatever color you want. And Hue has their own app where you could say, show a photo and say, I want my lights to be this color, and this color, set my room to that hue. It's really cool, but then they also, just a few days ago, released an API for people to code their own apps for the Philips Hue. And this father, with his son, made an app that will take a day cycle in Minecraft and and it will do the same thing with the Philips Hue in the actual room that the child is playing. So you can see as the day gets darker, it turns to actual black one during night, so you absolutely know when it's night. And hopefully, Creeper doesn't spawn in the room that he's in there with him. Luckily, he has torches. So some things that it doesn't do is it doesn't actually look at the game play, but it you can set the time of day on the app, and it'll even tell you the and by the way, if you want to find out more, you can go to their GitHub or about.me/Jim Rutherford. Just really, really, really cool stuff. So in the app, you can decide what time of day you want it to be, and it'll tell you the command to enter into the chat. So you don't have to think, what number is, midday, when you're playing around with the app. Anyway, it's just really, really, really neat. It uses the Philips Hue, which is, the API is brand, brand new, and it's just really, really neat. So I'm glad that I could show that off. Now, time to get to the big tutorial for this episode. Oh my gosh. I hope that you are excited for the 1.5 release. We, as we normally do, will cover a lot of the things that have changed in all of the snapshots that have released up to this point. So we have a world to show you guys, and we're going to run through all of this world. Big thanks to Cheeto, who really, really helped me put together this world. We had some frustrating experiences with trying to get all of this finished. And without further ado, let's jump straight on into it. This is, as you know, the Redstone update. So let's start off with talking about Redstone. There's a few things that have changed. First, what I want to cover is this block right here. It is the Redstone block. You craft it like you craft many of the blocks in Minecraft with putting down a 3x3 recipe with your redstone, and you get this block of redstone out of it. Not only is this useful for just storing redstone, because now you can store 9 times the amount of redstone in a single block, but it is also useful because this is now a power source, which is also a full block. What does a full block get you? Well, you can move a full block around in-game, as you can see with this block. Each side gives off a redstone current, which, as we can see with this sort of contraption, this very, very, very simple contraption, will show off that it'll power this redstone lamp. Now, what does this allow people to do? Well, it allows people to create sort of more compact redstone contraptions than they ever have before. So this is a T flip-flop, and this is the most compact T flip-flop that we have created so far, that has been created in the game so far. How T flip-flop works is a single button push will act sort of like a lever where there's an on and an off. So once I hit this button, it turns this on, and then it keeps it on indefinitely, which is a useful feature. And it's just teeny tiny. It only takes up, two by four area, which is really, really, really nice. Now, you may not actually find uses for this in game at the moment, but if you ever go into tutorial, people who create those tutorials will hopefully, incorporate this redstone block into design. And it's always good to have multiple options to try out different recipes. Next, let's talk about rail. There's always been redstone in rail, but now we have a few new things. First is this redstone detector. It's not a detector rail. It looks like a cross between the powered rail and the and just the normal rail. This is an activator rail, and it will activate carts as it goes along. Now, why would you need to activate a cart? Well, there are a few new carts in game. There's always been the chest carts, but now you can craft something called a TNT minecart, and then later a hopper minecart, but we're going to get into that much later. So a TNT minecart's very simple. You can use it in your normal crafting, in your personal crafting little area. Just put TNT above the minecart, and you get a TNT minecart out. This works just like any minecart. When you put it onto the rail, it'll sit right there. Now, this will not be activated until your activator rail is actually powered. So now, when this cart goes over that activator rail, it'll activate the TNT, and it takes 8 of the white flashes to explode. So now we have moving TNT, very, very tightly controlled TNT in game. A nice feature is that it doesn't actually blow up the cart. So you could send multiple TNT mine carts down the way, and it will break, all the things that you want. Can you imagine being spammed with TNT mine carts, all about ready to explode? Not really that fun, but a really, really cool feature. So that is the TNT minecart. Next, these chests. Can you tell a difference between these two chests? If you are quick of eye, you may be able to notice that this chest has a button next to it. Very good on you. You are correct. It has... No, I'm kidding. This chest actually has a sort of a red fringe around the buckle. And we actually covered this in one of the snapshot videos, but this is a trapped chest. When I open up this chest, you can see this redstone lamp right here does not turn on. But if I open up this chest, wow, redstone lamp is powered. It also happened to give me a trap wire and a hook because it's sending a redstone current into this block, which is the same block that I was going to use to show you how to create and craft a trapped chest. A trapped chest will not only send a redstone current through it when you open it, but it'll also send a larger current if there are more people inside of the chest. There's sort of a new analog current system with redstone, and so it'll send down a power level of 1 if only one person is in, or up to 16, up to 16 people. Now, how do you craft this? Well, you take a normal chest. I'm not going to show you how to craft that. And then you take a tripwire hook and just place it into your crafting area right to the side of it, just like that. And now you have a trapped chest. And the only way that you could tell that this is a trap chest is that red fringing. And then also, real briefly, you can see while it's closing, there is even more red right there, right underneath the latch. So if you see that, you may not want to open this chest in game. There's a few other things that are completely different, like different blocks. These are weighted pressure plates. There are two types of weighted pressure plates, and these pressure plates are very different from the stone and wooden pressure plates because they do not respond to people or mobs walking over them. They only respond to entities dropped onto them. This is a light pressure plate, and this is the heavy pressure plate. The light pressure plate uses gold in its construction, and the iron pressure plate uses iron. These are crafted just like the stone and wooden ones by putting two pieces of whatever material they're made out of right next to each other on a crafting table. This light pressure plate will send a redstone current down the line when 1 to 4 items have been placed on top of it. So let me mention that again. It starts off at 1, so even if 1 item is dropped onto the pressure plate, it will start this redstone current of 1, and then it'll do that all the way up until 5. Once you get 5 items on the pressure plate, which we'll add some more, then it will start up the second current right here. And then when you get above 8, so in increments of 4, so 9 or above, it will, or 9 to 13, it will go to the third current level. That means 4 times 16, that is 64 blocks or items. And where did I get the number 16? Well, redstone can only travel 16 blocks, so you can only have a power level of 16 at its highest efficiency. So 4 items, which starts the next power level, times 16 is 64. So you can have a full stack of items. Now you can sort of see this is a new block called a dropper. And I'm going to get to this in just a second, but this is in a configuration of 4 because it takes 4 to jump to the next level. This over here has a few more droppers added to this configuration. It actually takes 42 items, where this one only took 4. This one takes 42 items for this plate to go to the next level. So you can see all these 42 items falling down here. We get to level 1, then 42 more items come down, and it gets to level 2. So that is how the heavy pressure plate works. It takes 42 items to get to the next level. Now, what would this be used for? Well, this may be used for some sort of grinding technique where once you get enough, say rotten flesh on a pressure plate, it decides to do some sort of thing. Could work for timing, that sort of thing. Or perhaps you need a stack of something to get in past a door, some sort of latch, something like that. Now, we mentioned this dropper. You can see it has a little bit of a different texture. This is the dispenser, and we've always had the dispenser in-game. This dropper is new. Each of these have some arrows inside of them, and to demonstrate the difference between this, the dropper will drop a single arrow onto the ground when activated, but the dispenser will actually fire it at me. Dispenser, why you hurt so bad? So the dispenser is the traditional block that we've had in-game all the time, and the dropper will drop any item. So its purpose is for things like potions or, armor that needs to fall directly onto the ground, or anything that may have accidentally been activated by the dispenser. This will only drop entities, which is quite useful, say, when you want to give people an inventory, but you don't want to fire an arrow at their face. Dispensers also have a new function where they will dispense items directly onto players. So you can see, wow, that's a pretty unfortunate arrow right to the head there. Ow. I swear that my hair was red before the arrow hit me right in the back of the head. So these dispensers will dispense an item right onto me. So check out my inventory right here over on the side. And I don't have any armor on. But when I activate these, I have full diamond armor on. Each of these dispensers has a different type of armor. What's cool to note is that they don't actually have to be in this configuration where a helmet's up here, a chest plate's here, pants, and then shoes, which is just what we did. The game's smart enough to know that you're dispensing shoes onto yourself, and if you had shoes, right here, it's not going to try to put them into the chest plate area. But that is a new function with dispensers. Now let's get into some of the new blocks in-game, the construction blocks in-game. Here, let me go ahead and clear out some of my inventory. Let's go ahead and start off with snow. Snow has always been in-game, but now we can do this really nice gradient snow feature where you have every single level of snow to create these really either smooth paths or just gradient snow. So how do you create these levels? Well, you can do it just in creative by grabbing one of the thin snow blocks. But if you're not in creative, you would actually... what is that? Is that yellow snow? Don't touch the yellow snow. I need these snow... Gross. Anyway, don't look at that. How you create this is you put the snowballs into your normal snow configuration to get some snow blocks. Once you have at least three snow blocks, you can put them in a bottom line like this, as you would, say, a slab, and you get this snow out of it. This thin piece of snow can then be put on the ground. Let's just cover that up there. This can be placed on the ground, and then if I want to go to the second level, I just find one that I've already done, and you can keep building this up all the way up to a full block. Really, really useful and an easy way to create some snow. Now, then there's some new stuff that's happened to the Nether, so let's, quote, go to the Nether. Here we are. What this is this new block, quartz. Nether quartz is now in-game, and it's quite easy to get. All you have to do is get a pick, which I had earlier, but now I don't, so we're going to cheat. Let's just assume that I got all of this nether quartz. Nether quartz is, you know, just gotten like any other thing. You don't actually get netherrack when you mine it. You only get this nether quartz, which is what I'm holding in my hand right now. Nether quartz can be put into your crafting table. When you craft it into a square like this, you get a block of quartz. And this is the block that you have been seeing. Oh, thanks. I have an axe. Awesome. Die. So the block, of course, is actually what you've been seeing walk on top of this entire time. That's this awesome block of quartz. Now, you can easily get to the other sort of blocks by first putting down three block of quartz, and you get a quartz slab. That's useful. You can also put them into the normal configuration like that to get a quartz stairs. Also very useful. You can take your block of quartz and put one on top of the other, and you get these really cool pillar of quartz. And so that looks like that, where it has these really, really cool stripes. This also works like logs, where you can put them on their side and determine which direction you want the pattern to go in. And then if you take your slabs and put them on top of each other, you get a really, really cool chiseled quartz block, and that looks like this. This does not work like the logs. This pattern will always be on top, and these patterns will always be on the side, but a really, really cool look for the game. Here are the stairs. They just kind of look like that, and here is the half slab, which just kind of looks like that. Really, really neat. I'm really, really excited about quartz. Let me just show that you can actually mine this out of the wall, and you also get levels from mining it. Another neat thing in the Nether is we've always had nether brick, but we've had to go to fortresses to harvest it. So now you can just take netherrack, come on over here to a furnace, and throw your netherrack into a furnace, and it actually smelts down into this nether brick. Once you have the nether brick, you can put it into a recipe like this, and you actually get nether brick blocks out of it. Nether brick blocks can be used like mini blocks in the game. You can make stairs, you can make can you make slabs? Actually, let me try that. Yeah, you can make slabs. I think that's actually new. Probably not. Maybe not. I have no idea. That is how you can now get nether bricks without actually going to have to mine out a fortress. Really, really useful. Let's go back to the other side. There are a few things that we can make with quartz as well. Quartz isn't only used for decoration, which is what you've been seeing me walk on this whole time, but it can be used for a few different really, really cool devices now in-game. First, let's get to the daylight sensor. This is the daylight sensor, and what it does is it detects the level of daylight. So let's go ahead and make it just morning here. And you can see that we have a little bit of a line. It doesn't go all the way down the 16 blocks, which is a full power. But if we make it just about noon, there we are, it just powers almost all the way up. This is the new sensor. And then if we make it really close tonight where the sun is setting back there, oh, it's so nice. I wish I had my hues and make that color on the walls. But you can see that the daylight detector will actually diminish. It just dropped down to a single block all the way up to night. Now, how do you make this? Well, you need a few things. You need oak slabs or just any sort of wooden slab. Glass on the top, and then the recipe calls for quartz right here in the middle, and you get your daylight sensor. Then you can hook this up just like we have here with some redstone at the end, and it just became full night. Let's go ahead and make it noon again, and that will activate your redstone line. Another thing you can create is a comparator. This is the new block, the comparator. And first, let me show you how to craft it, and then we are going to get into detail a little bit on what actually makes this block so cool. So, how do we craft this thing? Well, we need some smooth stone. You put some smooth stone on the bottom. Then you take your redstone torch, and you create a pyramid, sort of, right here, of redstone torches. You could call it a triangle if you, aren't Demon 5. And then you put a piece of quartz right here in the middle, and you get a comparator out of it. Let me show you what this thing does. It compares the signal from the A side to the B side. Sorry, I'm already getting way ahead of myself. First, there are two inputs. The back input is input A, and this side input is input B. I like to remember this one is input A because if you're actually looking at the comparator from where the input enters, it sort of makes a little bit of an A. That one's B because we're already using the alphabet, and that's the second thing in the alphabet. And this is your output, and some people call it output C, but really there's really only one output, so I just like to call it output. What's going on here is this is the start of a redstone current, and so this will travel 16 blocks. So we can see that it actually ends over here on this 16th block. This one is unpowered, and this one is powered, which is why this redstone lamp is on. But actually, if you were to count this, it would actually be 17 blocks long. Why is that? Because the comparator is outputting just a single sort of gap. This is 12. This will be 11, as if this was not here. It does not work like a repeater where it repeats the signal. It is just sort of a bypass sitting right in between. And that also makes this an instantaneous on, but it does not repeat the signal, so no use to you there. So, the comparator will compare input A to input B and do a few different things. If input B is greater, if the level is greater than A, it will shut the output off. Now, how do you calculate how high a level is? Well, you can sort of see here that if you're going to move 16 blocks, your power level right here is 16. When you get a step away, it goes down to 15, 14, and so on. So this is about level 12. Right here, if I was to turn on this switch, this first block is level 16, and the second block is level 15. So this being level 15 is higher than level 12, so it turns the output off. That is what this does. Now, if I come over here to this switch, this is actually going to be level 10 because of the amount of blocks that it has to travel to get over to the comparator. So if we go ahead and turn this on, it's actually not going to do anything to the output that is coming out of this device. Now, if things were not complicated enough, the comparator has a second function. It has a subtraction function where you go ahead and right-click it, and this third torch turns on, and now you're in subtraction mode. And what it does is it will subtract the input B from input A. And it's going to be subtracting the power level. So if I was to turn this on, this would be power level 10 because of the amount of blocks it has to travel. This is power level 12, so 12 subtracted by 10 would be 2. So let's see if that actually happens when we turn this on. Do-do-do! And yes, we are correct. Only these two blocks are powered. This may be above a lot of people's heads. I can't think of a useful feature to use this with. So if you're sitting here scratching your head, just know that people who are the same people that design chips and circuit boards are probably excited about this. But people like you and me who just play the game of Minecraft may not be that excited. But before we get away, let me also just show that if you were to subtract, you know, this power level 15 from power level 12, well, that would be negative 3. It doesn't actually do negative 3. It just turns off. It just is below 0, so it doesn't output anything. So that is the comparator, also called the compare-orator, if you're me and you're just being lazy and you don't actually want to call it by its real name. I hope that that has been useful to someone. But anyway, it may be a little bit too detailed. This also has a few other functions in game, so let me get to that. The comparator will look at the inventory of any of the blocks that have an inventory associated with them. So this chest is 1/3 full. So if we actually look at the output of this, it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 blocks long. And the max output of a redstone signal is 16, so that is about 1/3 of the max output. So you can see that this is actually, you know, outputting a signal which is close to what is actually filled inside of this chest. This feature works with almost all the blocks that, I think all the blocks that have an inventory. The furnace, the dropper, the dispenser, even the brew stand, this new hopper, which we'll get into in just a second. Also, things that are on rails that have inventories, like the minecart chests, and even the jukebox. Does jukebox have any? Oh, jukebox doesn't have any music in it. So sad. And that is about it for the comparator. Now, this beautiful object. This is called a hopper. And let me show you what it does in just a second. I forget if I hit that twice. It looks like I hit that twice. Boop. I have a hidden button there to turn off. Oh, I think I just turned it on. And I swear, turn off. There we go. So the hopper is used in a whole bunch of ways. We have this next... Jeter just turned it on. We have this next section completely dedicated to the hopper. What this does, it has a few different functions. The first function is it can just grab items from in-world. So if you throw items into the top of it, it'll go ahead and suck those guys up into its own internal... I dropped that one on the ground. Into its own internal inventory. And you can right-click and see the inventory that it has. It has some nether stars, some quartz stairs, and some iron ingots all up in here. That is what, the base hopper can do. So if you wanted to stand here, you could just throw crap into it. Now, of course, it will fill up. So now we've filled up this inventory. So if I try to throw something else into it, it's actually not going to go into it. Here, let's throw that, and let's throw... You know, some daylight sensor. Yeah, it just doesn't. It's just not gonna go in. But the cool thing is that the hopper can do is it can transfer stuff into somewhere else. So if I were to put items into this right here, you can see that they're disappearing. They're going through the hopper down to this bottom chest right here. That is where this hopper gets very, very interesting in transporting items from one chest to another. This will work in a few different ways, and a few different items can work with it. You can also go ahead and turn the hopper off. So we have items that need to be smelted here, but you can see that they're not actually going into the hopper yet and into this furnace. Why is that? Well, because we have a redstone signal, which is turning it off. If we go ahead and turn this redstone signal off, you can see the hopper is working. Gold is flowing in. We have this fuel right here. It's full of coal. Let's turn this off. Now the hopper is going to put coal in here. And now we have sort of an automated setup to constantly fill this furnace with coal and to also constantly fill it with items to be smelted. We can even go one further and go ahead and place a hopper underneath this furnace and pull the items out of the furnace that have been smelted. Here, let me do some ninjutsu sort of stuff and get myself some steak. Chomp, 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 chomp. And some more steak. These are the things that we do for fun when we don't have anything to do. Is we just create buttons that dispense steak for everybody. So that is sort of an easy way to look at the hopper. Also, the thing the hopper can do is it can dispense into mine carts. So if I were to come here and throw some chests and stuff in here, it's going to go ahead and put them into this mine cart. This mine cart can now travel down the line over to this next hopper, which is going to do the same thing and move it into a chest. I hope that your mind is sufficiently blown. Also, hoppers can be placed. Actually, can they be placed into mine carts? I think they can. I'm almost 100% sure, certain that they can, but only almost 100%. And I thought there was something like I couldn't put a hopper. I don't remember. Maybe I don't remember. Anyway, the hopper can also be used with just about every item that has an inventory. So just like this brewing stand, this top bit will go into the top. The side will brew all of the bottles, and the bottom will pull it right out of the brewing stand. So hopefully we can look forward to the future where the hopper can be implemented in, you know, really, really useful ways. And you may be hearing a cat, and that's true, but we're going to get to that kitty in just a second. Next, I'm almost more excited about this than anything else. Check out this chest for just a second. We have a few different items. We have a lot of items that are here that aren't actually stacked, so these emeralds can stack a few bit more, and then we even have like some magenta dye and stuff. There is now new stuff with the inventory management in Minecraft. First, if I double-click any of these emeralds, it's actually going to pull up a full stack of emeralds. So I can do that with this magenta dye. I can do that. Well, there's only one grass block. But it allows me to easily figure out, you know, which items I have duplicated inside of this chest. On top of that, once you have something up, if you click and hold, there's a few different behaviors which will be exhibited. First is this behavior where... why is it not... Come on, pick up stuff. There we go. First is a behavior where it's going to evenly divide the amount of items into the amount of blocks that you have. And if there's a remainder, it's left in your hand to be placed anywhere else. This could be really, really useful when crafting things like, let's say, a block of emeralds where you want to quickly create an easy to manage recipe where, you know, it's like, bam, that's a block of emeralds, deal with it. Or you can do something where you want to create a whole bunch of helmets, you know, that sort of recipe stuff. Also, that was with left-clicking. With right-clicking and holding, it will only put down one item into whatever inventory slot you drag it over. So if you want to just mess with someone and fill up a chest full of, you know, emeralds, just single emeralds, you can now do that very, very easily. You can even go on top of items. So, like, see this this item right here that's at 8, I can go over it and make it 9, and all of these that only had 1 are now 2. So I am very, 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 very excited about that sort of inventory management system in the new stuff. You can also do things like shift and double click, I thought. Maybe I'm crazy. If I double click and then shift, that's weird. Anyway, I'm very excited. It looks like there's still stuff that I need to learn, because if I shift and double click, it just moves it. But if I double click and then shift, it'll I don't know. And it looks like it doesn't work with full stacks. Anyway, very, very excited about that. Also, naming has changed. So if we have this chest, it's actually called Inception because it's a chest full of chests. You can name a few different things. You can name just about everything. This is a holy mackerel, an actual holy mackerel, what you do is you can name things using the anvil. I'm going to go ahead and give myself a few levels here, just only 140 of them, I swear. What you do is you put the chest into the naming, and we can call this, you know, Chad's stuff. And now it'll cost me 39 enchanting points. Oh, that's weird. Oh, that's why. Chad's stuff. And I get these 64 out. And now when I put these on the ground, I now have a new chest that says Chad stuff with an uncapitalized C because I screwed that up. This does damage the anvil a little bit, but you can do this with other things like animals. This is Waffles, my cat. Hey, Waffles, how's it going? How you doing? Yeah, it's good. It's good. Anyway, I'm going to feed you some holy mackerels. Good. I'm glad that you're happy. And you know what? You should just come with me. Oh, I love you too, Waffles. It's great. Next, let's get into... this is actually something that is a little bit too complicated for me. There's a new thing in the game called scoreboards. And because it's actually too complicated for me to actually try to write this all down, we put these command blocks down. If you are excited about scoreboards, what I would really suggest is go to the wiki. It's a little bit more complicated than normal user features because this is mostly for map makers to create things like this. So you can see like this first command is for setting the objective of a scoreboard. Let's go ahead and smack that. The next is to display the sidebar. So we got the like display sidebar. So let's go ahead and display that. I don't even know what the heck I'm doing, and maybe display names. Hooray. Did I do that right? It doesn't look like it did because I don't see a scoreboard. Cheeto may have to come out of nowhere and fix this for me because I literally have no idea how any of this works. Here he is. Maybe he's invisible. There he is. He's running away quickly to try to fix... Oh, there it is. Look at that. So now we have a death counter over here on the side. You actually can't see it because I'm too zoomed out. There we go. So we have this death counter over here on the side with Cheeto. How many times Cheeto has died in game. This would also work for me if I was to go kill myself. Unfortunately... I'm just gonna go kill myself. Jump in here, die really slowly because I have this armor on. Let's take all the armor off so I can die faster. And then bam! And so now my deaths is at one, and Cheeto's is at zero. Hey, Waffles, come on! No, get away from the fire, Waffles. That's bad, bad Waffles. No, bad kitty. Okay. So that is the. I think that it was all set. Someone just needed to die. So next, this is another thing. Waffles, this may be too dangerous for you. I don't know if you can come with me or not. We're gonna show off how death messages are new. And you can sort of see that before when I died in lava, but it was the same death message we've always seen. So okay, stay here. Actually, I'm gonna make sure you stay here. Or do you want to fight with me? No, I'm just gonna stay here. It's too dangerous. Okay, here we go. Click button if you dare. I guess I dare. Here we go. Let's do it. This is the tournament of all tournaments. And here we go. So now we have random mobs spawning all over. A few things to note. These are all named. So this is Mr. Angry Pants. Hey, Slenderman. How's it going? I accidentally looked at you. The Wicked Witch of the West. Okay, let's see. Oh, I'm stuck. Go away. Go away. Okay, here we go. I'm going to kill you. Yeah, that's right. Die. Oh, I was shot by Mr. Angry Pants. That's not cool. Hey, Fred. How's it going, Fred? Sure, we don't want to just be friends because the Wicked Witch of the West is not that nice. I've met her a few times, and she is actually quite mean. Looks like I was shot by Cheeto. What? Oh, my gosh. Okay, you know what? You know what? That's right. You go in there, and I wonder how many... You know what? This isn't... Let's get over to the pressure plate and hit it again. Oh, I'm so slow because of the witch. Yeah, let's get some more. Oh, I was killed by the Wicked Witch of the West using magic. And if you are unfamiliar with what I'm using... Hey, what is your name? Oh, and I didn't see it. Oh, half a heart. If you're on... this is what I'm looking at down here. OMG Chad was shot by Mr. Angry Pants. So death messages have changed just a little bit. in game. Now I need to actually fight my way over to... Get out of my way, Fred. Wait, what's your name? Jolly Green Monster. Oh, you're not so jolly. Okay, I was shot by Mr. Happy Pants. Mr. Anchor Pants. Let's get over here and let's get out of here. Oh my gosh. Okay, hopefully. Hey, you can see that I have more points than anyone else on the server. Hooray! Wonderful. Now, let me show off some more things that are more in chat and more sort of moderator sort of things. First is slash effect. So I can type in, if I'm opt on the server, slash effect, and give myself an effect. I believe 3 is regeneration. Let me give that. I need to set my name, OMG Chad, 340. Nope. I need to spell my own username correctly. And then there we go. Now I've been given haste. That is ID number 3. I believe, what is 2? 2 is slowness. Now let's give myself, I know 1 is swiftness, so now I am both swift and slow. Let's give myself 5. It looks like I still haven't gotten regeneration, but it doesn't really matter because my health is all the way up. And you can see over here I have speed, slowness, haste, and strength. The first number is what the ID... Oh, I just realized you can't even see my chat. That was bad of me. So the first number here is the ID of what I am giving myself. So I'm going to give myself 7. The second ID is time. If you don't specify, it gives it to you in 30-second increments. So I've damaged myself for 30 seconds. That was instant damage, so it's actually not going to do any sort of time. Let's give myself 8. Jump boost. Woohoo! For 30 seconds. So let's say that I wanted this for a long time, this jump boost. Let's just put in an arbitrary number. That's 300 seconds. So what is that? That is 5 minutes? 5 minutes I have. Yeah, 5 minutes I have jump boost. I can do math easy on air. So that is the effect command. I wanted to show off one more thing. Oh, yeah, that is another really one of my most exciting things is that the game now supports HD texture packs in vanilla Minecraft. If you go to the main page, there is no longer a texture pack section. It's now buried inside of options. So you go to options, texture packs, and I have this R3D Craft. This is one of my favorite texture packs. And you can see that this is HD. It's 128 pixels by 128 pixels. And now the game actually has these built in. You can see the grass looks very, very different. This also does this dirt block. In this, they're still updating this. This is only about 75% done. These quartz blocks haven't been updated, but like, see these... nice redstone lamps. They've been updated. And, you know, so has this normal... Well, this is a really easy way to determine which is a trap chest and which is a normal chest. That's kind of awesome. I wonder... You can tell that this is a different chest because it has a button next to it. Can't you? Yeah. I mean, I agree. Totally a button right there. It's so obvious. So now this is... You can see that my game is kind of staggering just a little bit. This may be because... this may be just a bug in the game. I was trying to read on the forums right before the show started as to why this is running. Oh, Waffles, you're fine. You know what? Let's go fight. You know, you and me. Just you and me, buddy. Meow. That's what I said. And you know what? I think that let's kill at least one mob. Before this game ends, or before this show ends, and then we'll call it. Oop, and I totally walked in the wrong direction. Waffles, God, you needed to tell me which way I was going, man. It's your fault, Waffles. Here we go. This time we don't have Cheeto on our side. Okay, you need to scare away the creepers. I'll fight this guy, Fred. Fred won't know what to hit him. If I keep this, all I need to do is kill Fred, and then I will be vindicated for a lifetime. And a half heart. Okay, well, I just died. Anyway, that is almost everything that is brand new in 1.5. Things that I didn't mention, a whole bunch of bug fixes. The Mojang team has been really, really, really up to date on the bug fixes. Really, really, really glad that they have done all of that. And that is it for this massive episode of OMG Craft. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you want links to any of the stories that I talked about at the top of the show or anything like that, like maybe the end video that we show after the credits, you can go on over to omgcraft.com/30. 30 is the name of is the number of this episode, so it's really easy to get back to any of our older episodes by just heading over to omgcraft.com/the episode number. Also, if you want to ask me a question specifically, do you have some video that you want to record a video question, send it my way, have me answer it, and you be on the show, go ahead and email that to mail@omgcraft.com. If you are going to send a video, please keep it to around 30 seconds. That way I will make sure that it gets played on the show. Also, April is a big, big month for changes for OMG Craft. We will officially become a Twit show. This studio that I use, twit.tv, is the website that that this studio uses. I've been graciously given use of this studio up until now. They're still going to let me use the studio. But we've actually decided that this will be an official Twitch show. This has just been a little project of mine. And starting in April, it'll be an official Twitch show. If you are wondering, we are going to be doing some format changes, which will give you guys two videos a week and a much easier to follow tutorial once a month. You can head on over to omgcraft.com/changes to see a short description about all of the changes that will be happening in April. We still have a few episodes to go before all of that goes down. And that does it for this episode of OMG Craft. Huge, huge, huge thanks to T2 and Cheeto for helping me out with this episode. They do a great job every single week, especially Cheeto. We spent hours and hours making that map earlier. So big, big, big thanks to them. And I will see you guys on another episode of OMG Craft. See you next week.